So our little reflection, and it will be brief today, but our reflection, my question for you is, where is your happy place? This is one of my happy places, and it turns out I don't have a very good photo of it, but it's at low tide. This is a little family batch around the far side of Lyttelton Harbour. And this one here is where I spent many of my holidays during my childhood. It was built by my granddad and his brother. Some of the materials they used were literally pieces of old packing case that floated across from the port at Lyttelton. And that has been a place of family holidays for generations. So that is a place I went pretty much every summer. And as a small child, we'd get there and we'd get up in the morning as the sun rose over Mount Evans next to us. And we'd all go down for a dip in the water, our early morning swim before breakfast. And then as the day unfolded for us as kids, we would go around the rocks looking for crabs, turning up rocks looking for crabs and making sandcastles and digging for treasure. I remember one day when ourselves and a bunch of other kids on the beach marked off an area of sand about the size of a dinner table and started furiously digging and digging and digging for treasure there. And I had a moment when I sort of looked along the rest of the beach and wondered why someone might bury treasure in this particular bit of the beach, or even on this particular beach. But all the other kids were digging furiously, so we carried on digging, wondering what treasure we were going to find. And as we got older, we played beach cricket, and we played 1-2-3 home, and if it got too hot, we'd hop in the water and go for another swim. And towards the end of the day, after dinner, the sun would set and you'd see the water sparkling as the sun set to the west and the reflected light coming up into the batch. And then as kids, we'd go to bed and there'd be the sound of one or two sheep on the hills, that sighing sound of the air going through the pine trees and the little waves on the beach just going shh. All night as you went to sleep. So this is one of my happy places. Even now as I go back, it brings up that sense of being relaxed, of feeling secure, of not having to worry, of not having to have time pressure, of just being able to be and just be yourself. So I wonder where your happy places are. And maybe you have somewhere similar from your childhood. I also know we have different experiences, and if you're having trouble thinking where your happy place is, well today you just share mine. You just imagine yourself there on that beach as a kid playing in the sand. The Christian understanding of peace has a relational context. It's not just about the absence of war, although that is important, and we're called to pray for peace for all peoples. And it's not just about politicians and politics and world events, although again, we are reminded we're called to pray for our leaders. The Christian understanding of peace has a relational context. This is why we have a focus on forgiveness and reconciliation in the gospel message. So the Judeo-Christian understanding of peace is about having that kind of sense of being in your happy place in the presence of God. That when you can be in God's presence and you can relax and feel secure and not have to worry about your burdens or your failings, not have to feel pressured. You can just be and be with God and be before God and be yourself. Because in Christ, all the problems have been dealt with and you can be at peace with God. And the Christian understanding of peace extends from that. It overflows from that first relationship. And although sometimes it's hard to imagine in this world, and we won't see it fully in this world, the Christian understanding of peace extends into our human relationships, is that forgiveness and reconciliation starts to shift the way we relate to one another. And the Christian understanding of peace extends into our own understanding of ourselves, that we are people who are known and loved and accepted in Christ. We can be in that happy place with God. And the Christian understanding of peace is so expansive that it takes in all of creation, that all of creation is being reconciled in Christ to God. This is the Christian understanding of peace. It is like being in your happy place, but much, much more so. It's about having that sense of being in that happy place as you're in the presence of God, an awareness of yourself in the presence of God, with humanity and with creation. And this is the peace that Isaiah prophesied. This is the peace that the angels announced to the shepherds as they're working humbly in the fields around Bethlehem. And this is the peace offered to us by Jesus, the Prince of Peace. So my prayer for you is that over this summer and over the Christmas season, into the year ahead, you may continue to receive and rest in this peace that God is giving to you in Christ. We're just going to have a little moment. Jenny, I've invited her to play this carol, Silent Night, twice through. But we're not going to sing. We're just going to have a moment to be at peace, to be still before God, and to think of what it is to be in that sense of happy place, that sense of peace with God. So, Jenny.